If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. You can follow me on Instagram at Smoke World Podcast. The email, stone at smokeworldpodcast.com. And the website, folks, where all the lovely sponsors are at. Smokeworldpodcast.com. Speaking of sponsors, if you're interested in sponsoring a podcast, now how that works is because I've been being sought after. Some people are asking questions. What am I talking about? Again, if you want to sponsor the podcast, send me an email at stone@smokeworldpodcast.com. Okay? It's that easy. Today's episode, folks, I have one of my brothers of the leaf. Our brother of the leaf, my brother Eric, the ambassador, smooth brother. He's in rep for one of the cigar companies. He's making moves. He's all over the place. So I sit down, have a conversation with him just to find out exactly what goes on behind the scenes. You know, we talk to these reps. Each story is different. That's a great thing about this whole thing. Each story that they share, they have a different experience. So brother Eric sits back. We have a conversation, have some fun. So I want you to go grab your stick. I don't want you to be left out. Go grab a glass or whatever you're drinking. Sit back, chill. You know, that's something that is kind of hard to do nowadays. Chill. Got the monkeypox jumping. That's a different conversation. COVID's still out there. Now we got monkeypox. But nonetheless, don't bring the show down. Relax. All right? Check you out on the other side. My brother, Eric, the ambassador, thanks for being a guest on Smoke World. What's good, my man? What's happening with you, brother?
Oh, man. I got a lot of things, a lot of irons in the fire right now, but I appreciate you reaching out and taking some time and doing the podcast.
No doubt, man. No doubt. So what's up, man? What you doing right now, brother? What's going on with you, man? It's hot out here right now. It's like 95 degrees right now. My hair is kind of falling out since I get it painted in. You know, I'm kind of upset about all this, brother.
it's hot, but you know what? It's hot, but you know, people have an event. People, they getting out there.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we forgetting them all about the COVID thing. So
yeah, well, I don't know if that's a good idea. COVID's still out there, man.
Yeah, we still getting out.
Yeah, COVID knocking chokers for a loop store, though. You know, people sleeping on a little bit. So that's something.
Right.
I don't want to be like a bearer of bad news. Like, damn, Stone, why you got to be bringing that up? I thought we was done. Not quite. You just got to use caution. Go get your vaccine. I know some of these folks is totally against that. Get your booster. Get all that, bro. All right, so let's talk. Yeah, let's talk and figure out, like I said, man, now here's the man. You're doing big things. You love of the leaf. You pledged. I don't know. Yeah, we're going to get into that too, brother. We're going to definitely get into that. But we're going to take one little stone at a time. So, my brother, how long have you been loving on this leaf that we call tobacco, a.k.a. cigars?
Yeah, I started smoking in 2004. I was over in Iraq and, you know, friends of mine, we hanging out, you know, after work. And at that time, Cigars for Warriors were supplying cigars to us over there. So, you know, we was capitalizing on that gift and, you know, smoking cigars every day.
Well, first of all, okay, I'm glad you said that, bro. Okay, Cigar for Warriors, brother. First of all, thank you for your service, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes.
Now, okay, for those, I know we hear about Cigar for Warriors, but now here you actually was a beneficiary to that. So I guess you can let folks know how that felt to receive those cigars when you're overseas, you're away from home, You know, a lot of folks see those little boxes and say, oh, cigar for worries. They don't really think too much about it because some people just can't relate like that. But here you was, a recipient of receiving those cigars. How did that make you feel, man? Like, damn, you know, I'm getting some love, man. Like, this kind of feels like home a little bit. You know, tell me, how did that make you feel?
Honestly, I'm going to say at that time, I didn't really understand Cigars for Warriors or appreciate what they were doing until later. And once I started really getting involved in cigars and understanding, you know, the ins and outs, I started appreciating it a little more. And then when I would go to different lounges that had the Cigar for Warriors stand, you know, I would definitely donate because I knew I was that guy, you know, years ago who benefited from Cigars for Warriors. So, you know, and that, even now I continue to donate cigars when I go to a lounge. I ask the owners, you know, do you have a box for Cigars for Warriors? And then I'll donate.
Nice. Okay, what branch of service were you in?
The United States Army.
Army man. Ooh, okay, making moves for the Army. Okay, how long you stay in?
22 years.
Huh? What? Say it again?
22 years.
Damn, okay, so you've kind of made a career out of that. 22 years.
Yes, and you know, going into it, I didn't think I would, you know, I would stay 20-something years, but yeah, man. 22.
Damn, okay, so you've been a little bit everywhere, I guess, around the world.
I've been around the world, and I can't find my baby.
Yeah, okay. But I couldn't find my baby, though. I've been around the world, couldn't find my baby.
Yo, man, what's some of the interesting places you remember? Some of the good things that you can share with the listeners? Because everything is for everybody.
Let me see.
I'm pretty sure you got too many, so take your time for a second. Dig deep.
Yeah.
And let us know.
Well, for starters, you know, my first tour overseas was Korea, and I had a ball over there. I mean, I was introduced to a lot of things over there.
Okay, that's one way to clean it up. That's nice. Okay, so
I was introduced to a lot of things over there, and I had a ball.
Okay, that's all you got. I was introduced to a lot of things. Whatever those things are, we don't know, but a lot of things.
Right.
And a couple chuckles, so I would say there was some good things then. Things that you enjoyed.
I mean, you could kind of just use your imagination. But, you know.
Because it was like, good things. I'm like, okay, do we get any
more
than that?
Yeah, all good. And then I would say... Well, once I got over there, you know, I played basketball for the post team. And so we did a lot of traveling over there, the different camps and things like that. But, you know, I think that was like the highlight of my whole Korean tour.
Now, how long did you stay over there?
Being on the post basketball team was like college basketball, you know, in the military.
You had all the ladies. Had all the ladies loving you, like, hey, how you doing? But they didn't quite sound like that. But I don't want to stereotype nobody.
There is a groupie following.
Okay, again, how long did you stay over there?
13 months.
Okay, so we got some little Erics running around the career. All right, that's what's up. Cool, no doubt.
I hope not.
Who's that? Hello.
Mm.
Daddy, where you at?
Yeah, for real.
Oh,
they
man.
Hunt me down on Facebook.
Yeah, that's him right there. Yep, you got his you got his nose and his eyes. Yeah, baby.
Right.
That's when you got right on child support, though. These jokers are old now. They good.
Oh, yeah.
That's going back in time a little bit.
Gotta be at least 35, 40. Right now.
Yeah, you good. You got grandkids you don't know nothing about. Okay, that's what's up. Cool. Oh, man. Now, let's rewind just a little bit, brother. Because you are what they call the Q dog.
Yes, sir.
And where did that all take place, my brother? Like, where did you go down and stomp on the grounds and make things happen? When did that start? What college did you pledge at?
Yes, so because I was in the military and I had just retired in 2017. I graduated college in 2016. So I pledged grad chapter here in Aberdeen, Maryland.
Okay. So yeah, now
I owe the new.
Okay. Now I gotta ask the question, brother. Now I don't know if you can answer this because, you know, I'm just thinking out loud. Now when you do grad chapter, because I know, I guess now if you're a young boy, you go through the whole line. That's a different scenario. What is that like, or can you share that information compared to what you heard about or what you've seen when you're 19, 20 years old, maybe you're going to pledge, and now you're a little older, you're like, I ain't doing all that. I ain't getting gangster like that. Is there any gangsterism to it when you still have to do grad?
Yes.
It is.
I'm going to say this. My line was a combination line of grad and undergrad. So whatever the undergrads had to do, I had to do.
Okay. The only reason I say that, you know, when you get to a certain age, you know, your tolerance level sometimes is, you got to kind of catch yourself. You're ready to smack a joke in a minute, like, yo, my man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But, you know, I was an older guy when I pledged, you know, and but the military, being in the military set me up for all that. Because I dealt with all type of personalities in the military. And so that helped me get through that process.
Okay, that makes sense. Till they start doing some things to you, like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, just like with any other situation, though, you know, I was ready to knock a couple heads. but, you know.
You caught yourself. You're like, yo, it was a bigger mission here. I'm here for a reason. Let me calm down.
Uh-huh.
Put something on these young bulls right now. All right. Do what you got to do, man. What I got to do again?
It was a bigger picture for me.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. That's what's up, brother. That's what's up. So, you know, and how long ago was that? You say 2016?
Yeah, I crossed in 2017.
2017. All right, that's what's up, brother. All right, so we're going to bring it fast forward to some Smoke World conversation. Now you are an ambassador. You're making moves. You're repping cigar companies. You're traveling in the U.S. So let's talk a little bit about that. How is that life? Because I see you posting pictures, brother. There ain't no telling where you're going to be at. You're a little bit over here. You're on the West Coast. You're on the East Coast. So how is that life? Is it what we think? Because, you know, some folks look at that and say, man, that's the life. But I want to know from the horse's mouth. It may not be as extravagant as it appears. Maybe kind of too much toll on the body. Like, man, it's a lot of traveling, bro. I'm waking up in different hotels. So, in your opinion, how is that life?
I love it. I feel like one of them ball players. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like an NBA football player on the road. Traveling, home games, away games, home games, living out the suitcase. You know, I love it.
Okay, there we go. There's the answer, real easy. There you go, you love
it. Yeah, I meet a lot of people in different lounges. I get excited, you know. But then after a while, a lot of times I'm going for like a week at a time. My last trip, I was gone for a month. I hit Washington State and then flew out to Alaska. And I was ready to come back because I was just going too long.
Alaska. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that because that's not something I would have thought of. What's the lounges? Okay, first of all, I'm assuming they do have a lounge in Alaska. Is the reason why you went, number one.
Well, no, they don't.
Oh, see that?
They don't have any. You're not allowed to smoke indoors in Alaska.
Interesting.
I was in Anchorage, so I'm going to say in Anchorage, Alaska, you're not allowed to smoke indoors. However, some establishments, they will let you smoke. They'll set up a little area, like a little smoke area for you, but there's no cigar lounges like you would see here in the States.
And
what they call the lower 50 or something like that.
Wow.
48.
Okay, so you can't. Okay, well, obviously, there's no ban on smoking outside, obviously, but there's just no lounges.
Right, you can smoke outside. Now, they do have cigar So my mission, I'm twofold. I was going over there for my full-time job, but also to hit the cigar shop.
Okay, so they have shops, but they don't have a lounge.
Yeah, they have cigar
Okay, so how's the shop? What's their inventory look like? Are they different shops? Are they kind of smaller shops?
Well, okay, unfortunately, the shop that I went over there to visit was closed. The owner lives in the state, and he has somebody running it over there for him. But this guy just recently quit, so he didn't have anybody to run the store. So the whole time I was there, the shop was closed.
What the bleep? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you kidding me? All the way to Alaska, and the shop is closed because the person who was working there quit.
What yep, the? He quit.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So what did you end up doing for that time you was there?
So I ended up hanging out at the little undisclosed areas where you could smoke or sitting outside my hotel smoking.
Okay. Now, you know, you caught everybody's attention. Undisclosed areas you can smoke. What is that? Is that like the booty club, dog? Is that like the shaky butt joint?
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's not that.
Like, they had like a little bar, and then behind the bar, they had like a shack. So you can go inside the shack and smoke.
Okay, now you say a shack. So, okay, what is a shack to you? What is the shack?
It's like a, what they call a she shed. It's like a shed.
Does it have heat?
It can hold probably 10 people.
10 people in a she shed. I'm hoping it has heat. And it has heat.
Got TVs in there. There's TVs in there, chairs. So that's where the guys go every Friday to smoke in Alaska.
Okay. Ain't no shaky butts or nothing like that there to keep us warm? No? Okay. You want to talk about it? Okay.
Now, they did introduce me to the strip club. So my second night there, they took me to the strip club. It was a slow night, but... I will say, Alaska got a hidden gem over there. So if you ever go hit the strip club, they got some hidden gems in there.
What's her name? Diamond. Puff Puff.
I'm not a strip club guy though, you know.
Who should we be looking for? We should be looking for Diamond, Blue Puff, Black Magic. What's her name?
I lived in Atlanta for 3 years, so I know what the strip club is supposed to look like.
Okay, that's a good comparison. So what did that look like up there in Alaska? Now, it was cold and lonely, so, you know, we can't quite use the same analogy. But compared to Atlanta, I'm pretty sure Alaska, only thing was similar, they start with A's. That was about it.
Yes, it was similar. It was similar.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Really? It was similar?
As far as what you can and can't do, it was similar. The girls, you know, they take it all off in Alaska. They take it all off. And most strip clubs here in the state, not very many, you know, take it all off.
Yeah, you're right. And then, you know, some places you got to keep your hand in your lap and all this other kind of stuff out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's, they keep that, like, what's the purpose? But, you know, hey, that was my other life. Mind your business, folks.
As soon as I walked in, they rushed me, ready to take me to the boom boom room.
Well, you know, you're working out and drinking milk, man. So if folks don't know what you look like, you know, you're working out and drinking milk. You know, you got your little beard kind of shaped up real nice. They like, damn, who that? That's some new meat coming in. I don't know him. He's from out of town. Hated it. Hey.
It was like, oh, just by the way you dress, I know you ain't from here.
Exactly.
I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not from here. I'm like, let's go up to the boom boom. I'm like, hold up, can I at least get a drink first?
They're like, we do something strange for some change. What's going on? What's your name? Come on in the back. Spend this money. Sit on this lap. You're like, whoa, it's a lot going on right now, baby. You know, I just like to smoke cigars, and I'm here for a reason. I know that's right. Come see me.
That's what I told him. I said, I smoke cigars, I don't smoke weed, I smoke cigars, and I'm good. I'm going to have me a drink, and I'm just going to watch y'all do y'all thing.
That's going to so be exciting now.
I said, you wasting time with me. Go make your money. If you want to talk, we can talk. But other than that, you wasting time with me. Because I ain't spending no
like that. Sound good, man. I know you probably spent all your church money up there. That's cool. You ain't got to tell us. You ain't got to tell us. Spent all your church money. Like, damn, the pastor said, damn, Brother Eric, what happened to the offering this week? Yeah, it's the path just got off the road. You know, the hotel was real expensive. You know, COVID prices now. Man. All right, so, brother, like I said, now you making moves. What are you smoking on, man? Are you smoking all over the place? What you doing, brother? Because are you repping a brand only? You got a go-to? You know, depends on the mood. You got the big butt girls in your face. What you doing?
I do. I have a couple go-tos. I definitely rep the brand when I go different places. Because that's a must. Got to do that. But I definitely like to smoke other cigars also. Right now, I'm smoking the DCO Gordo, okay, which is a full box by Drunk Chick Cigars. And, but yeah, most of the time, my go-to would be like a Placencia, the Green Label.
Oh, you're getting all fancy. You got money to spend. I haven't had that kind of job, brother. I'm trying to get there. You smoke a Placencia on a daily basis?
Well, not on a daily basis. Like, every now and again. Every now and again.
Listen, man. Listen, man. It's okay. You can tell the truth, brother. The baby mom ain't listening. You can tell the truth. You smoke them on a daily basis, man. You paused too long for that. You was like, not on a daily basis.
I wish I could smoke them on a daily basis.
Oh,
but
man.
I switch it up. I'll stuff the Timo in there. I like those too. Nice. And if I can get a hold of Andalusian Bull, I'll smoke that one too.
Okay. Now, what amazes me in this conversation when I talk to my guests or just people in the lounge, just to find out how many cigars folks smoke a day. And it varies, but I'm always intrigued about the number that I get from individuals on how many cigars that they do a day. Some don't do every day. Some do multiple a day. So I'm curious to know. A brother like yourself, how many cigars are you smoking a day, brother? It's okay. Nobody's listening.
6 to 8.
What? Really?
Let me just give you a day in the life in the ambassador. Like, so first of all, I work from home. I telework. I work from home. My cigar smoke starts at 9 o'clock.
What'd you get? Are you a coffee guy?
Huh?
I said, are you a coffee guy?
I don't drink coffee.
Okay. All right, proceed then. Don't let me interrupt you. Okay, 9 o'clock in the morning, boom. You had your breakfast, you had your oatmeal and raisins and honey and whole wheat toast.
Yeah.
And now it's time for a cigar. Get on the computer. Boom.
I got my workout in. I'm good. I'm smoking cigars the rest of the day.
So starting at 9, and what time do you think your last cigar is at the end of the day? Speaking of that.
So I'm off the clock around 4:30. After 4:30, probably like 5, 6, I'm in a lounge somewhere. So I'm in some cigar lounge after that. No. So then, you know, I'm there till they close. So if you say 5 to 10, whatever, that's another 4 cigars right there.
Okay. Now, are you pairing those cigars with something at the lounge?
Yes. So if it's a lounge that already has, you know, liquor, then I do Woodford's. Woodford's is my go-to.
Okay. Nice.
Very good. Woodford's, Basil Hayden. Yeah. And, now I have a new one. I'm liking that Jack Daniel, the Johnny Walker Gold. I'm liking that Johnny Walker Gold.
I haven't had that one yet. Johnny Walker Gold. Is that something new?
No, actually, it's been around, but I got turned on to it when I was out in Washington State.
Johnny Walker Gold.
The Johnny Walker Gold and the Johnny Walker Platinum.
Okay. Nice. Something you enjoy.
They're not as expensive as the blue, but
Yeah, that, you know, that blue good. To me is overrated. You know, that blue is like, eh, yeah. It's okay, but I think that's overrated. That's just my personal choice, my personal decision to say
that. I agree.
Yeah, it's kind of overrated, like, yeah. Okay, so you're doing 6 to 8 cigars a day. Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. You're getting it on a daily basis. Okay, on a daily.
I would say out of a week, probably 3 to 4 days a week.
Is there a day that you do not smoke a cigar?
No.
Okay. He's like, no. That would be a negative. No. Every day I'm smoking. I might not smoke that many, but I'm smoking something on a daily basis.
Exactly.
On a day. Yo, you know what I want to ask you? I'm thinking about this right now. Are you guys going to be at the PCA this year?
Yes, we are.
Oh, man, I will see you down there. I will be there this year. I will be in the house, folks. I will be there. Smoke World will be at his first PCA. Get it on. Come see me. Come holler at me. Come chat with me. I'm going to be there, brother.
Yeah. I will be there. For sure.
That's like a good time. Now, what can I expect when I go down there, brother? Because I know you've been already before. What's the atmosphere like? What's going on down there?
Man, it's bananas, man. You know, you got just about all your favorite cigar companies out there, and it's bananas. You got owners from different lounges all over the world coming and trying different cigars and setting up accounts and doing all, it's crazy. Mm. I mean, we are busy from start to finish.
Okay, so I've never been, and folks probably listening, that obviously it's not for the consumers, it's only for retailers, but just to paint that picture for folks who has never been, always thought, like, I wonder what's that whole process, that whole convention center. Is that convention center packed with cigar paraphernalia and cigar owners and rep?
All your famous retailers for lighters, cutters, all those other trinkets that you have in your little collection, they're all in there. Now, If you have some of your listeners that want to just have the PCA experience, that can't get into the shows, the after party is where you want to be.
Talk to us.
The after parties, usually in the Venetian, we'll all meet up at the bar at the Venetian, and everybody networks, you know, all the cigar reps and cigar companies all networking at the Venetian at the bar, or they'll go to one of the local lounges in Bay.
Mm, nice.
So just because you can't get into the actual show, it's not a showstopper for not going to Vegas that time frame.
Okay, so what's the day? Okay, so what times? I guess obviously 9-10 o'clock start time, and what time they normally wrap up at the convention center?
Around 4:30 is okay. Wrap up. Yeah, and then they'll have like a little meet and greet. And one of the, like, so for example, we were at TPE in January, and Drew Estate threw a really big extravagant party, which was off the chain. So you know, you can experience something like that, even not going to the shows. Come later, and then you can get into these other events.
Okay, sounds good then. Speaking of Drew Estates, I don't think, for whatever reason, they don't go to the PCA. I don't know what's up with that.
No, I don't think they're going to do PCA, but that was just an example, you know.
No, because I know Drew Estate, you know, they do big things, and that's the reason I was thinking that. When you said Drew Estates, I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, damn, they normally do some big things. They got the best swag in the game. I got to give them that. Shout out to my man Pedro. He sent the swag over. I got some swag for my listeners. I got some giveaways going. I got some nice stuff here. Drew Estates and Smoke World will be collabing. We're doing remixes right now. So, folks, if you're listening, stay tuned. I got the swag. It has been in the doorway. It's landed. It's ready to rock and roll. I just got to figure out how I'm going to do it. How are we going to do the giveaway?
Remixes.
Yeah, we're doing remixes here, you know. Fat Joe, Remy Mom, we doing remix. Busta Rhymes, we do remixes over here. Bust some moves. Speaking of remix, brother, you got a hat game that's crazy. And I hear you just signed up with a new company, brother. Congratulations on that. Who is the company?
Thank you. Gurin Brothers. I just got picked up as one of their affiliates. And, I'm looking to do some good things with them also.
Okay, so I mean, how long you been rocking this hat thing, man? It just you, something you did in high school? You started doing this in the military?
Well, I would say probably after high school. It was probably after high school during my military days, you know. But growing up, you know, my grandfather used to rock hats all the time.
Yeah, my grandfather did too.
That's where I got it from. You know, my grandfather rocked hats all the time. Always in a suit. You always catch him in a suit. I don't care what day it is. He always got a suit on and a hat.
Yeah, it was a different generation. They stayed what they call vined up. They stayed with a suit on, mm-hmm. with a hat.
Right.
You know, that's how they walked. That's how they went to school. I mean, with suits and hats.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I just kind of carried it over from there. And, you know, since I've been in the cigar game, I just increased my hat collection over time. And I'm up to probably like 90. I'm up to about 90 fedoras.
Mm. Yeah, see, you know, I'm not going to say I'm not a hat guy, which I'm probably not. Because the fact that I never wore hats as a kid, even when it was cold, my mom would say, go out there, put a hat on your head, go get the cold. It's cold out there. So,
right.
Yeah, you know, the hat thing. But don't get me wrong, I got a couple hats, but nothing like that. I got the, like my sneakers, Walmart hats. You know, I ain't got nothing fancy. I ain't in that league yet as far as, you know, getting a hat.
Not the Walmart hat.
Yeah, mind your business. Stop playing. The same place my sneakers come from, the Walmart. That's right, Walmart. $12.99. So you go in there for $50, you come out with a couple pair, different colors, white, black, gray, yellow. You rolling, right. Bob. You rolling. This way your suit, a.k.a. your jeans, is rocking. You're good to go.
Yep.
So now, all right, this company that you're rocking, man.
Get you a nice blazer. Get you a nice blazer, you good.
Yeah, see, there you go. So it's all about the accessories. Accessorize it.
That's right.
You could be cheap on one end, but they ain't paying attention if you throw something else on it.
I want to say that they have a lot of nice hat makers out there nowadays. These hat makers, they're doing their thing, you know, and they show up to these cigar events and they selling their hats. They're doing their thing. No. So, you know, what I do is I order my hat and then I trick them out myself.
I've seen that. So you need to, you know, I've seen that. Yeah. Matter of fact, speaking of that, this is a perfect time because folks want to see stuff, brother. You can't say nothing to them like, well, we don't know that. Give me your social media so they can check those hats out, man. Most of the time, I think I see it on IG.
My Instagram is THA_ambassador_DCC. THA_ambassador_DCC.
And they can see those hats that you've been rocking. Now, this company that you're with, are these hats expensive, brother? Because, you know, Smoke World don't really have a lot of budget money, man. So
yeah, I mean, you know, I will say that the straws are not that expensive. The straws can go for probably like 180 to like 200. But the felt, you're probably gonna pay about 300-400 for those.
Oh, the straws is not cheap. That's 180. Yeah, that's $180 to $200. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, look, I'm buying these hats. I'm wearing these hats. I'm posting on Instagram. Hey, I said, well, wait a minute now. We need to come together and do something.
Absolutely. Smart man.
So I reached out to them and was like, hey, let's do something.
See, a closed mouth does not get fed, folks. So there you have it. You ain't got nothing to lose. The only thing they can say is, thanks for coming out. God bless. Good night. Leave us alone. Or they can say, hey. Who are you again? Let's talk. Let's have a conversation.
But keep buying our hats, though.
Right, exactly. But either way, like I said, take a chance and find out. Hey, look, I'm rocking your hats. Folks is loving me. I got some followers. I smoke cigars. You know, a lot of cats in this arena do the same thing. What's up? And see, now you're part of the crew.
That's the exact conversation. That's the conversation we had.
Yeah. That's just real talk. And like I said, you know, a lot of folks get a little shy. I don't want to ask that. I don't want to be bothering nobody. Forget that. You don't know till you know. Period.
Exactly. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised what the answer might be.
That's very true. That is very true, brother. With that being the case, speaking about what the answer is going to be, man, before we wrap it up, man, like I said, what else is going on in your life right now that you need the folks to know in the Eric, the ambassador's life?
Well, you know, I definitely want people to know that I have a movie coming out in 2023.
Whoa. Stand by. Hold on. Did you say a movie, sir? A movie?
Yes, I am in a movie.
What the hell is going on here? You got people now letting you get in with their hat deals, smoking cigars around the world, and now you got a movie too? Okay. Come on, man. What's your real name, man? Come on, man. Who are you, man? You're a superstar, dog. Come on, man. Go ahead, man. Tell us about this movie.
It's a little small role, but, you know, I'm happy about it, you know?
Whoa, wait a minute. What's the name of the movie, brother?
It's called The Alliance 2, The Hunt for Breeze.
The Alliance 2, The Hunt for Breeze. And it's coming out next year?
Yes, it's a part two of The Alliance, which is streaming right now on Amazon Prime.
Yo, man, you think I can get your autograph and everything? Before, you know, you ain't gonna get all new on us when you get on the big screen, man. I want you getting all new, like, yo, I don't know these cats, dog. Yo, security, back him up.
I gotta start traveling with security now.
You know, they like, hey, I want his autograph. That's him. Hey, Eric, you're like, whoa, calm down, baby. What you need? Damn, that's what's up, brother. Congratulations on that, man. That's hype.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm just gonna say real quick, you know. Sometimes when you're in a cigar lounge, you never know who you're going to meet. You know what I mean?
Say it again.
And so, you know, I'm in the lounge out in Washington State, and I met this brother, smoking cigars, who was the producer of this movie. And basically, you know, we had a conversation, and he was like, you know what, I want to put you in my movie. And I said, okay, cool. So, you know, it all worked out, and because it was a last-minute addition to the movie, he didn't write a script for me, so he said, I just want you to ad-lib, and this is what I want you to do.
I was about to go there and ask you, what are you doing? Like, are you playing a character, or do you recall your line? I'm not saying we're going to spoil the movie, but do you remember what you said? Right. How much time? You talking about a minute, 30 seconds?
I'm just going to say this. My character name is Melvin, and I'm a hat guy in the movie.
Wow, you look like you could. You know what? And it's crazy. You look like your name could really be Melvin.
Get out of here.
Yo, man, your name, think about it now. You look like you can be a Melvin, dog. You look like a Melvin with the hat. You got your sweaters on when it's cold. Like, yo, look at my man Mel right there. Melly Mel right there.
Man, you know, Melvin's not a bad name, but no. You know, that's my son's name. You know,
really? Come on, man. You look like you could be a Melvin. I'm saying, I could see that. Like, yo, that's Mel. So you thought that name, all right, that could be my son's name. So you weren't too far from being a Melvin. I'll tell you, bro.
Yes.
I'm just saying, that's what's up, though, man. Congratulations on that, bro. That's good
stuff,
man.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see it.
Hell yeah. Like I said, when it comes out, you got to come back and be a guest. And, you know, we got to do like a release party, brother. We definitely got to do that.
Yeah, so that is the plan. That is the plan, to do a premiere party.
Absolutely. You know, with the cigar crew, maybe find a lounge, put it up, boom. And say, yo.
Right.
My man right here, you know he in this movie, right? For real? Watch. You'll see. Why y'all be lying? Y'all be lying all the time. He ain't in no movie. Watch. Boom. But I tell you, there you go right there. To go Melvin. Melvin's in the movie, people. Melvin's a superstar, a.k.a. Eric.
and last thing, Stone, I'm just going to say, I'm also part of the Philly Cigar Week. Just got picked up as an ambassador for Philly Cigar Week also. So I'm definitely excited about that next month. Looking forward to that. Superstar, brother.
Superstar. All right, now, I believe the Philly Cigar Week, folks, if you're listening, I believe it's June 13th through the 17th. Is that correct?
The 19th.
Okay, June 13th to the 19th. Okay, folks, so if you ain't in Philly, you need to be in Philly because, you know, that's my city. City of brotherly love. Not so much love right now, but that's a whole nother conversation. But nonetheless, folks, if you're listening, the Philly Cigar Week, they got multiple events going on. You definitely want to be there. It's one of those hot cities like Atlanta, one of those places things just pop off. That's where it needs to be. Well, Brother Eric, I appreciate you, brother, being a guest on Smoke World. Look,
brother, thank you, Stone. Thank
appreciate you, man. We made it happen, man. Appreciate you, brother. Like I said, thank you for being here. Again, don't forget that movie pop out. Yo, don't get new on this, man.
Brother.
Don't get new, man. We ain't got to chase you down. We got, like, you know, bad permission and all that. Like, yo, man, we know him, man. Nah, he said he don't know y'all, dog.
Have your people call my people.
Absolutely. That's what's up, brother. All right, my brother. Well, look, man. You have a good one, brother. Appreciate you, man. And you be safe. And, you know,
all right, you too.
6 to 8 cigars. Okay, Poppy. Calm down. All right, man, my brother.
I'm gonna see you out in the streets, man. I'm gonna see you out in the streets.
Absolutely, my brother. You take it easy, brother.
All right,
peace.
Okay.
Well, there you have it, folks. How many cigars are you smoking today? Are you doing 6 to 8, 10 to 12? It is what it is. Anyway, there you have it, my brother Eric. Appreciate you being a guest, bro. Again, folks, you can follow me on Instagram, Smoke World Podcast. Email stone@smokeworldpodcast.com, and the website smokeworldpodcast.com is the website, folks. So look, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. You know how we do this thing, okay? Appreciate you listening. Have a great week. Be safe. Don't catch no monkeypox. And I will check you out on the other side. All right? Peace.